Louise Govier from the National Gallery's Adult Education Department.
What we're looking at is the moment when a god meets a mortal woman and falls in love with her. We've got Ariadne, who has been abandoned by her husband. She wakes up on a seashore and finds that his boat is just sailing off into the distance. You can just see it over her shoulder. She's crying, she's waving goodbye and kind of calling him back. And then all of a sudden, as she's standing there, she hears this tumultuous noise. And this is actually a group of followers of the god of wine, Bacchus, who have been partying. And we see them, we see just how much they've been partying. They've been drinking, they're playing music, they've ripped animals into bits because they've been having such a frenzied time. They come through the forest and Bacchus sees her and immediately falls in love, and he leaps off his chariot. I mean, she looks terrified because, of course, you know, it's a madman coming and jumping off towards her. Also, he's not wearing very much. He's naked apart from a very beautiful piece of pink drapery that just about covers up his bits, but we see he's got a very nice body otherwise. It's a moment of love at first sight, real thunderbolts stuff, but also there are moments of humour within this, and this love story is not at all about elegance. And of course, that's something we can all relate to. All of us have seen somebody and thought, blimey, you'll do. And all of us have had moments where we can just think, yes, I wasn't quite at my best. I'm not quite sure what I did last night, but you know, hey.